Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey guys, good to see you again, even if it's only on Zoom. And Jim, way to rock the beard.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. You know, also, I haven't been able to get a haircut, so I'm looking pretty shaggy. Patrick, you don't really have that problem now, do you?
Okay, that's it. Oh, wait, what am I doing? I'm not allowed to go anywhere.
That's going to be good.
Instant classic.
All right, Patrick, how are things in your basement today?
Doing good. Just, you know, cleaning up from the wild hootenanny we had last night. Everything's looking good. I vacuumed, so everything's good.
Had to clean up all the cigarette butts and
that's right.
All that stuff, yeah. virtual cigarette butts left behind.
Virtual people sprawled all over the place, yeah.
It is kind of nice. You can have a party and you don't really... I mean, the only cleanup I have to do after these virtual parties is just my own, you know, dead soldiers around here on the, on the table.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. That's it. But one big recycle can and you're done.
But not too many things get broken or, you know.
Yep.
Everything's good. So.
Yeah. Nobody throws up. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Yeah.
No. So that's cool. So anyway, we're in the separate basements and we have with us a third member of our team from his home. That would be Sam Lisker. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Patrick. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, anytime, man.
Anytime.
And this is Rockin' the Suburbs and I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And Shadow was down here a minute ago, Patrick. You missed him. I don't know where he went now. Aww, now he's gone.
My only true friend.
Yeah.
I'm really at the point now, Jim, where I really need to schedule a fence visit with Shadow.
All right, anytime.
You tell me he's out in the yard, I'll pull up in your neighborhood and go play with Shadow at the fence for a little while.
Well, you know, here, hang on a second. I still have to give you this cassette.
Oh, look at that.
Two. Remember
what is
this?
That?
I got this for you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the arcade.
So I can leave this on the front porch. If you tell me you're going to come over and pet Shadow, I'll just leave this outside
great.
Or whatever. You
absolutely.
Can have
absolutely. Yeah. If you look out in your backyard and see me running around with Shadow one day,
right.
You'll know I'm there.
Okay, so today what we're going to talk about is this. I'm excited that this is happening because I've been trying to get listeners on board with this concept and it's been sort of slow going, but we finally had somebody who took up the challenge, right? So this is the deal.
The reins.
You and I, a couple of times, Patrick, two or three times, I can't remember what it was, have bought some CDs for young intern Sam.
That's
with
right.
The idea that he would bring sort of a fresh perspective to this music, a new set of ears on something, and then tell us what he thinks of it. And I think that's a really interesting sort of experiment.
Totally.
Right? And then after we did that, we would always say like, hey, if any listeners want to send a CD to Sam, we'll do the same thing, right? Sam would listen to it and then tell everyone what he thinks. And so somebody finally did that, Sam. So what did you get in the mail?
Yeah. So big shout out to Paul Trapp in Omaha, Nebraska for sending me Too Much Joy's third studio album, Serial Killers. There it is right there for all the patrons. Yeah, it was a great alt-rock album. I don't listen to too much alt-rock, or is it too much 90s alt-rock, I should say. So it was really, really solid. And here he also had a really nice note, too. This was the letter that it came with. And then this is the full letter here. Yeah, it's huge. But I'll read a little bit of it, because he talks a little bit about the band, and then talks about how he took up the challenge, and then he also lists some songs that he recommended I listen to upon the first listen. So it starts off with Sam Lisker. Some months back, Jim encouraged listeners to send in new-to-you records to get your take. Enclosed my submission to the cause. I feel like Jack Black in High Fidelity handing a customer their first copy of Blonde on Blonde with a hug. I thought that was awesome. And then he goes on.
Not exactly, I would say, but let's go on.
Yeah. It was a solid reference. But the band, again, is called Too Much Joy. Power punk pop band from late 80s, early 90s. They're from Scarsdale, New York. Which, for those of you that don't know, is just right outside of New York City. And Serial Killers is the band's third studio album. And it was widely considered to be their most successful studio album. And then after that, they signed a record deal, and then their music really didn't chart as well. And then I think they reunited once in 2007 to do a Clash album. It was like, well, let me find it right here. It was hysterical. The name of the album was We Are the Clash. The band later recorded We Are the Clash for Recutting the Crap Volume 1, an album paying tribute to the Clash released by Crooked Beat Records in Alexandria, Virginia. So going back to the letter with Serial Killers, he recommended Susquehanna Hat Company, which is song number one. And a little side note, Susquehanna is a college I looked at, I remember, when I was looking at school, so I thought that was hysterical. Crush Story, which is song number four. Thanksgiving in Reno, which is hilarious, song number 11, and Theme Song, which is the final track on the record. There are 14 tracks on this album, and the way that Paul introduces Theme Song was fantastic. Finally, okay, every band should have their own theme song, and Too Much Joys is appropriately called Theme Song.
Yeah, it's funny.
And it's fantastic. It was wonderful record, especially right now when I can't really go to a record store and just pick out new CDs. So this was really nice. Thank you again, Paul, for this.
That's very cool. So tell us again, what are the four songs he recommended?
Yeah. So the first one
Susquehanna Hat Company.
Yeah, Susquehanna Hat Company. He classifies it as taken from an Abbott and Costello routine,
yes,
where town folk go nuts when they hear the phrase Susquehanna Hat Company. and then the other song is called Crush Story.
Okay.
And then Thanksgiving in Reno.
So,
and
okay,
Theme Song.
All right, got him. So let's, I want to start with the second one first.
Yeah.
Crush Story, because I think that was their biggest hit, right?
Their best known
song. And I kind of sort of remember it. Let's see, this album came out in 91. I kind of sort of remember it from then. I'm thinking at that time I was living in Illinois, and I'm thinking maybe it got some airplay on WXRT out of Chicago. It very much sounds like a kind of song that would have, mm-hmm, now that I listen to it again. So anyway, let's play that, a little bit of that here. Crush Story. Do you remember that song, Patrick?
Yeah, I do. I remember this that song. I remember this album. And I think it's interesting to go back and listen to this. I listened to it a little bit this morning, yeah, in preparation for this episode. And I was really surprised. I figured it would sound to me like it was dated, but it doesn't sound dated to me at all, listening to it now. I mean, I thought, wow, this would be some, you know, late 80s, early 90s kind of stuff that I, you know, would sort of like think about. But it really holds up. It was very well written, and, you know, the lyrics are great, but the music really holds up well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll let Sam address that a little bit here, too, because he doesn't have that kind of background. So it's funny. I definitely can place it in that time. Like, it doesn't surprise me. This is a 1991 album. There were a lot of bands who kind of had this kind of sound, and I think at that time there was a feeling that that this was kind of like the fresh new sound of what rock and roll is going to sound like. You know, it had a little bit of that alternative, but was also, you know, very accessible. And you know, the guitars weren't, you know, really maybe only a little bit distorted, right? Enough to give it a little bit of edge, but overall, yeah. But it's very poppy and it's very fun. And like you said, they were known for writing, you know, songs with a big amount of wit to them, you know? I mean, the name of this album is Serial Killers and it's spelled like cereal, like you would eat, right?
Yeah,
and there's
right.
a lot of songs here you can see with sort of, you know, funny titles like Pride of Frankenstein and what else we got? King of Beers, you know, and stuff like that, right? So they were certainly not a pretentious band at all. They didn't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Jim. After reading more about the band's history during the peak of their fame and also looking, just reading their lyrics, I mean, they come off as just a couple of average guys that are just out to make some music and drink some beer and just go around and rock out. That's essentially what they want to do. But what was interesting, what Paul told me, was that Crush Story was listed as the fifth best song of 1991 behind Smells Like Teen Spirit on DC's late great alt radio station WHFS, which I did not know.
Yeah, interesting. I can definitely see that being right up their alley as something they would have played. And you know, it's funny, recently we were talking about something that someone we know heard the famous songwriter Nick Lowe say about, you know, when you come over with a really good song title, just stay out of the way,
right.
You know, and kind of let that song title do it. I'm not sure if Too Much Joy always did that, but,
right.
You know, they did come up with some great, great titles for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They were sort of, you know, you can also tell from their album covers, they were sort of a colorful band. You know, they wanted to have fun, which is inherent in the name of the band as well. I mean, I think they wanted, like you said, they wanted to have a good time. They wanted the listener to have a good time. You know, they were in that regard, somewhat refreshing, I think, in this time period, because a lot of bands were very serious in, you know, right around the turn of that decade. Right.
Such a good point, Jim. I think, you know, there were bands that, you know, in the 80s and I don't know, the one that comes most to my mind is the Dead Milkmen, and Too Much Joy are like way better than the Dead Milkmen. You know, the Dead Milkmen had one joke and one funny song and that was it, and they never really got past it, and they milked that, pardon the expression, for quite a bit.
Yeah.
But Too Much Joy was smarter than that. And I think also in their lyrics, you know, I found a certain sort of self awareness about their situation that they really embraced, you know, like, we're just guys out here trying to have fun, you know, you know, we're like, whatever, sleeping on people's floors, I think is one of their lines.
Like in theme song,
driving my mom's car, right, or something like that. But yeah, you know, I think that's refreshing too, that they understood, like you said, Jim, where they were coming from, what they were doing, and they wanted everybody to just sort of understand that and take it for what it's worth. So there's a lot to be said for that.
So Sam, what do you think of that song Crush Story? I mean, is that your kind of music at all?
It is, yeah. You could definitely tell that was a power pop ballad. It's really interesting that DC radio station ranked it close to Smells Like Teen Spirit, because Nirvana is more edgy. This is more like it's a little bit more cheerful, a little bit more funny, and it definitely is my kind of music. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend. I know that was a few years later, but just in terms of the rhythm and the composition, it did remind me a little bit of that. And no, I do like that music.
That was right around the same time. I think, you know, in terms of it being that kind of power pop style, I could see that for sure.
Yeah, like you said, Jim, you can place it in that time period, and I think that's a good reference, Sam. It's right there. And, you know, this record was on Giant Records, which was a Warner Brothers subsidiary. So it did get big distribution, Warner Brothers, and it was everywhere.
Yeah, they had people working the radio programmers for sure, right? So
absolutely.
Totally.
All right. Which of the other songs would you like to hear?
Well, I got to say, Thanksgiving in Reno, that was a good one.
All right, let's go to that.
Why anyone else was there? Me and my buddy Jay watched back cover bands play, got little drinks for free, kept betting on 23. We got drunk, we got sad. I met a
Okay, there you go. I dreamt that I was Evel Knievel.
I love it. After winning $600.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminded me of one of those little Thanksgiving get-togethers that we would do back in college. You know, we would just get a folding table out and bring in a bunch of food and just have drinks around. I mean, it's just kind of reminded me of that, and it was nice.
Yeah. Friendsgiving.
Yeah, exactly. Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit more PG-13, but it was sort of along those lines. But yeah, Thanksgiving in Reno sounds like a lot of fun.
The biggest little city in the world.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Yeah. So it's a fun record, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely one that I do think people should listen to now with everything that's going on with this pandemic. People should definitely sit back and listen to something that can definitely boost your spirits. And this can do it. This will put you in the zone and make you feel like you are out partying with these guys. It's really a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
That's well said, Sam. It does take you away from like the norm. Mm-hmm. You know, when you listen to it, it's good.
Absolutely.
I also want to say here that if you look at the Too Much Joy discography, they obviously are Who fans because they have one record. I guess it's like an outtakes record called Gods and Sods, right? So that's funny. And then they also have, I guess this is a live album called Live At Least. That's a funny line.
Right. And you know, their probably most famous album title anyway was a nod to Dr. Seuss with Green Eggs and Crack.
Yes. was that their first or second album?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure.
It was their first LP, and it was released in 1987 on the Small Stone Garden label.
There you go. You're coming out strong with Green Eggs and Crack.
Oh, well, there's also Son of Sam I Am, which is also... That's right. is also a play on Dr. Seuss too. So
yeah, well, at first when you told me that Paul had sent Sam a Too Much Joy album, I thought, well, it's got to be Son of Sam I Am.
Like, oh my gosh, that would have been hilarious.
That's funny. So we're gonna play out with Theme Song. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
definitely.
And I read something today that I did not know that I found really fascinating, which is that for a brief period of time, Newt Gingrich used Theme Song as one of his campaign songs.
Are you serious?
90s, he had a staffer who was a fan of Too Much Joy, and they, for whatever reason, thought this would be a good song for him during one of his re-election, you know, to the House, you know, his campaigns. And so he used it for a little while, but then somebody, you know, told him about many of the other songs that Too Much Joy had recorded, and then he thought he better not associate himself with this
band. Wait a second. It's not the other songs that would have, like, tipped me off. Yeah. Read the lyrics.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on, Newt.
So, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
That's Yikes. Really funny,
Fantastic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That is really funny.
So, okay. All right, so we'll play out with that. If anyone would like to send Intern Sam a CD, send it, I guess, to our P.O. box, right, Patrick?
Yeah, definitely send it there. You can send it to 800 West Broad Street, P.O. Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040, and we'll make sure it gets to Sam. And the die has been cast. The bar has been set. Help me with more cliches. The dice have been thrown. It's
chickens have come home to roost or something.
I don't know. That's right.
I don't know. So, send a CD or a vinyl record, right? You can play that, right?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Totally. Or a cassette. I can also play those too.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Any of that stuff. So if, you know, on this, lockdown period, if you guys are like, you know, cleaning up your basement or whatever, I think this case, Paul said he had a duplicate. I think that was what prompted him to mail this out.
There you go.
So if it's like that kind of situation, you have a duplicate or you have something, maybe you just feel like you don't listen to that much anymore, and but you know, you think it's good and Sam might like it, send it on over and we'll make a show out of it. That's all it takes to make a show.
That's it.
That's all it takes.
That's right.
And I love listening to new music. I love it.
Something. That's a show.
That's right. Who'd be reading on TV? Yes. No, that's a show. Okay, so where was I going with this? Also, if you want to comment about Too Much Joy, you can call and leave a message at 612-440-1984. Right? Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod, right? And
right.
Maybe you were in the band Too Much Joy and you want to be on the show.
Heck yeah.
Contact
that
us,
would be you know, awesome.
As well. And we'll, you know, we can dial you up. What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, you mentioned earlier the Hootenanny. It's a little bit out of sequence here as we're recording this, but it's Friday nights, and the Friday night Hootenanny is something we're doing during this lockdown period. The idea is very simple. We just get a bunch of people together on Zoom, and some people just come and watch and listen. Others will play music, like, you know, sort of just take turns. It's like an open mic night kind of situation. And it's really fun. We appreciate anyone who wants to participate. Again, whether you want to perform or just come on and hang out, there's a chance to sort of talk with us. And it's very informal, right? It's just a good little time, right?
It's a grand old time.
Yeah. So I'm not going
to. It is very, very informal, very low key, and no requirement to perform.
No.
You can just come and watch and listen and put a puppet of Alf in front of your computer screen for half the time as well.
Someone has done that. So, so we would love to have you. The way to do that is probably the best way is to sign up for our newsletter that comes to your email inbox, because that has all the information about the Friday Night Hootenanny. And you can go to suburbspod.com and find the link for the newsletter sign up. That's one way to do it. The other thing is, if you don't want to do that for whatever reason, the other way is just to email us at that email address I said, rock@suburbspod.com, or instant message us, direct message us, whatever the proper, you know, phraseology is on that. Yes, I think that's the way it is. I'm thinking of AOL Instant Messenger. Anyway, DM us at one of those social media platforms and we'll get you the link that way. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Just go in our chat room and you can chat us up there.
And you have to make sure you bring us some virtual beer.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Theme song. By Too Much Joy. Let's hear that as we play out. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We only shoot when shot at. We give away what we don't need. We live for fun and freedom. We stamp out fear and greed to create. You must destroy. Smash a glass and cry. Too much joy. We sleep on floors and live on crumbs. We're a bunch of ugly bones. A great idea. When we were smashed, turning anger into cash, we ain't seen much.
I cannot believe Newt Gingrich used that as his theme
song.
Isn't
that crazy?
Oh my gosh.
That's right. A contract with America.